Welcome to A Study in Sherlock, one fan's journey into obsessive Sherlockian. Today I'd like to do a quick feature about Arthur Wattner. He portrayed Sherlock Holmes in five films between 1931 and 1937. Now, he was born January 21st, 1875, and he passed away on July 10th, 1960. And he was best known for playing Sherlock Holmes in those five films, the first of which was The Sleeping Cardinal. His acting career had he'd been known for different roles, been in Romeo and Juliet, so he did some Shakespeare, and he did a character called Sexton Blake, who was a Holmes imitator, if you will, in a 1930 stage production. So he played him on stage. They saw that, and then they cast him in the film. Even though at the time he was 56 years old, and in the books, I'm sure you all know, Holmes retired at 50 in the canon books, but I'm sure he continued much longer than that, doing some sort of research. So, and one of the reasons he was picked was for his likeness, and after being seen in that film, it was led to him being cast as Sherlock Holmes. And he had been in a number of films. Let's see here. Anything of interest up until that point? But the first of them was The Sleeping Cardinal. It's also known as Sherlock Holmes' Fatal Hour. And that came out in 1931 with Wattner as Sherlock Holmes. And it had actor Ian Fleming, not the author who wrote the James Bond film, starred as Watson. And Norman McKinnell as Professor Moriarty. Yeah, they had him as secretly as Colonel Henslow. And let's see here. Catherine Adair as Jane Welsh was played by Jane Welsh. I'm sorry, got that backwards. And Inspector Lestrade was played by Philip Hewland. Now, obviously, unless you're really into 1930 movies, you probably don't know many of them. And that was his first portrayal as Holmes in that story. It would then get my information. It was received, went over so well. And that story, The Sleeping Cardinal, was loosely based, they say, on the stories of The Adventure of the Empty House, and also The Final Problem. It was actually went over so well, they actually rushed into production of a second film called The Missing Rembrandt. And that film was directed by Leslie Hiscott, with Wattner. Jane Welsh returns, Miles Mander. It's considered a lost film. As many films from that era are no longer with us. And I need a pause button on that. And with the, and that film was also a success for the times. The third film, Associated Radio Pictures, talked Warner into going to their studio to make filming the Sign of Four, Sherlock Holmes' Greatest Case. That was his third film Sherlock Holmes. That also came out, well, The Missing Rembrandt and The Son of Fork were in 1932 released. And see here. But they replaced Ian Fleming for a younger actor named Ian Hunter, because they didn't want to change the first name, just a lot. But they did it because of the storyline with Watson wooing away Mary Morstan in that movie. If you're familiar with the story at the end of the book, the Sign of Four, Watson ends up with Mary Morstan. Then in 1935, Wattner returned to play Sherlock Holmes again in The Triumph of Sherlock Holmes. And this was the first time he didn't wear a toupee. But they wanted, because of his age and he had some balding spots, they wanted him to look like an older a Watson. Or they wanted Sherlock Holmes to look younger than Walt Wattner really was. So they had him for those first three films wearing a toupee. Lost this the first one, and they're playing him as an older Sherlock Holmes headed towards retirement in The Triumph of Sherlock Holmes. It's in this one, Ian Fleming returned continue playing. In one of the one actors I did like was the Mrs. Hudson. They had Minnie Rayner as Mrs. Hudson in these films, in the first two and then the last two. The one, The Sign of Four, and I said that was put out by a different company. Due to that, the first two and the last two were Twickenham Studios were the ones that produced it. So Minnie Rayner was replaced by Claire Greet in The Son of Four, and then Minnie would return for the last two of these film series. Professor Moriarty would also return in The Triumph of Sherlock Holmes, but this time being played by Lynn Harding. And like I said, he was on the verge of retiring. This film's a, they consider this one a very accurate adaptation of The Valley of Fear. At the time, it did get a lot of good reviews, and then it would lead to one more final film for Wattner. In 1937, they released the film called The Silver Blage. It was released in Britain under that name. And Lynn Harding would return to play Moriarty with Ian Fleming as Watson. And they have John Turnbull became another actor playing Lestrade. Now, Lestrade in the first two was Philip Hewland, wasn't in The Sign of Four, and then Charles Mortimer played Lestrade in The Triumph Sherlock Holmes, and then in The Silver Blaze, he was played by John Turnbull. Now this was I this is one of the ones I haven't had a chance to view yet. Obviously, I didn't see The Missing Rembrandt. I've seen The Triumph and The Sleeping Cardinal. Now, The Triumph of Sherlock Holmes. No, that's hold on, I wanted to check something about that. The Silver Blaze, The Adventures of, wasn't as faithful as like The Triumph of Sherlock Holmes or in that. And it's very loosely based on The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. And when it was actually released, it went under the name of The Murder at the Baskervilles when it was released in the US. It wasn't released in the United States till 1941. Remember, it was originally released in 1937. So Rathbone's film, Hound of the Baskervilles film, had already come out in 1939. This was the last of the five films starring Arthur Wontner. Has Sherlock Holmes. And the synopsis for this story, straight from Wikipedia here, in 1930, Sherlock Holmes takes a holiday by visiting his old friend, Sir Henry Baskerville, played by Lawrence Grossmith. Holmes' vacation ends when he and Watson suddenly find themselves in the middle of a double murder mystery. They must find Professor Moriarty, played by Lynn Harding, and Silverblaze before the horse race and bring the criminals to justice. This one, I'm sure it had some good reviews at the time. The only one that Wikipedia is showing a TV Guide in retrospective review said the film suffers from too slight a plot, stretched out to feature length. Wontner is good in his final portrayal as the great detective, and the film has some interesting moments. But on the whole, this is a lackluster Holmes, an all-too-elementary case. The Silver Blaze in the stories was a short story, so they had to add some features to it to make it stretch out that long. Those were the two, obviously I haven't seen the ones I did enjoy, The Triumph of Sherlock Holmes. I do recommend that if you want to check out some of Arthur Wontner's films as far as his of the four that remain. I haven't seen The Center Four. I saw The Triumph and The Sleeping Cardinal. The first one, I would definitely say go with The Triumph first. I actually enjoyed it. Sleeping Cardinal, there were a few scenes, because you can catch both of them on YouTube. I do believe the third one's still on the other ones. Let me check YouTube real quick. So, I know I'm lousy at note-taking. But I do The Sleeping Cardinal. Yeah, I kind of figured a lot of that out early on, but it does have Sebastian Moran. A lot of people like the way he looked, the part. Basil Rathbone would go on and become even more popular than Wontner did in the 30s. I don't think he's, obviously, he did not have the popularity or the, because, well, I mean, even to this day, if the average person, or they're not going to know Wontner, but many people do know the old Basil Rathbone movies, and I mean, I find most of them very enjoyable. And the quality that you're going to get off of the 1930s, what's been preserved, like I said, I mean, Missing Rembrandt is considered a lost film, so the storage on these weren't very great, and so I've been able to catch those two, and me won't take but a minute here. I'll look Wontner film here on YouTube. The one with The Triumph. There's The Triumph. I did see that one. Sherlock Holmes, The Fatal Hour, which, like I said, that's just another name for The Sleeping Cardinal. That one was all right. The Murder at the Baskervilles, I think I do need to check that one out here real soon. And hopefully it's better than what they were saying on there. The Sign of Four. I think that would be a good one to see too. So I just thought it'd be nice to touch that. And if you're looking for something, you can get all four of those movies on YouTube. You're not going to see any special effects like you do on today's film, but these were made in the 1930s, and I'm sure they are pretty much for that. If you like older films, definitely see them. And that's one of the and like I said, the two I saw, you know, the Fatal Hour, or as it was originally called in 1931, The Sleeping Cardinal, I thought it did a fine job of following along with the story of Sherlock Holmes that it was based on. And like I said, it was based on The Empty House and The Final Problem. So, I mean, they always take some sort of liberties with it. And so, well, that's all I had about Arthur Wanter. I did watch those in the Triumph of Sherlock Holmes. The quality was a little better on the viewing I got of it. So the, the volume, you know, here's a, let me find it. This is just on my phone off of so, I mean, this is the, let me skip ahead. There's always the, that's the one thing with this one on the Fatal Hour. Seemed like there was some static in the background. Comes before even a summons from Sherlock Holmes. It's sweet of you to say so, anyhow. Watson. Let me give you a glimpse. No, thanks. I can't. Always the sweet talker there. I came for a moment because you sent for me. He. Well, I thought he made a fine Watson. I do think they had, in these movies, Watson was more of the, not the partner, but the sidekick. So, I do know in the Bad Old Rathbone movie, he became more of a partner, or, well, before he became the bumbling fool. I kind of like where they work together and stuff. So, that's just me. Just trying to span my world of people that played Sherlock Holmes and view those novel, or view those movies. And the Triumph, I actually didn't know, and I did find it to be a very good representation, adaptation of the Valley of Fear. And let me see. Boop. And that's several different things on there. But anyways, that's more than I was going to go in. This has already gone on long enough. But I definitely think if you got some time to kill, you wouldn't mind catching an old movie. There you go, The Triumph of Sherlock Holmes with Arthur Wantner and Ian Fleming. Not the James Bond Arthur. Thank you. And the game is afoot.